The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The singularity. In astronomy, it is the ultra-dense point within a black hole where even light cannot escape, making it impossible to see beyond. In the field of artificial intelligence, the singularity is the point in the near future where scientists are at a loss to predict what will be the outcome when a machine finally becomes truly conscious. Modern movies and literature have played this scenario out a thousand different ways. Robots overthrowing their masters, assimilating organic creatures, or unleashing the world's nuclear armaments to destroy those that the artificial superintelligence deems as a threat. But have these blockbuster movies and science fiction stories hampered our ability to prepare for the impending techpocalypse? Many would simply brush off the idea of a machine that can think better and faster than a human as a fanciful creation of Hollywood. A machine could never produce art or think more creatively than their human creators. It's simply impossible. And yet, every day computer processors are getting smaller and faster. DARPA allocates more than $500 million on departments with research having to do with AI. Google, Siri, Alexa, these are already primitive forms of AI that have made themselves vital fixtures of our everyday lives. What would happen if one of the almost 100 companies researching AI were to, either intentionally or accidentally, create the proverbial God in a box? A machine intelligence that could outthink every human on the planet at blinding speeds with no mistakes and no fatigue. Would this alien consciousness, so different from our own, be indebted to its creators? Or would it find them a nuisance, an impediment to be removed in its path to its own unknowable goals and desires? This case file joins Zell, Dan, and Andrew as they prepare for Judgment Day by confronting the topic of AI.
All right, and welcome back to Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 71, Judgment Day.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's good.
Pretty much artificial intelligence. And we're, after doing some reading, I think we're fucked.
Oh, yeah, I
think that might be the consensus on this.
Anyways, I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
Andrew.
And Braden is Sasquatch hunting at the moment.
He's squatching. Mm-hmm.
He's sitting in his trailer.
Knocking trees.
He's barbecuing hot dogs in the shape of the ATT logo is what he's doing.
Nice.
Listening to Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, on repeat for 2 weeks straight. Fuck, artificial intelligence. This is another topic that we were brought to attention at AlienCon.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much scared the shit out of us.
I feel like I would have been far more prepared for this podcast if I didn't fucking fall asleep for half that. It was so good, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. So bummed out. That's what 2 hours of sleep and 30 beers does.
Yeah. That's way past my limit.
It was a pretty rough night before.
But first, let's do some space news. Well, if you're in parts of the Middle East, Southeast Asia, or some other parts of the Pacific, maybe Northern Australia, you're going to see, if not a part of it, a full lunar eclipse. The longest lunar eclipse of the century occurs July 27th. And it's going to last approximately 4 hours, but about an hour and 43 minutes will be totally, pretty much not blotted out, it's all totally red fucking moon.
Cool. Mm.
But at the same time, Mars... So
look out for vampires and vampire werewolves.
Doesn't that mean when there's a fucking blood moon, it's when dragons have
like
been
born? Super werewolves.
Brayden would know. Well, you would know. Didn't you read Game of Thrones? Isn't there something about the blood moon and dragons?
Dragon werewolves?
I hope so.
Were dragons.
Badass.
Yeah, there we go. Were dragons.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. At the same time, Mars is going to be at its closest point to Earth in like 20 years or something. So you're going to have a red moon and a red Mars. Big red dot Mars right beside the moon if you're in those areas.
Angry rare dragons.
It's pretty cool. Dan?
Well, you don't have to be Ziggy Stardust to see spiders on Mars.
Nice.
NASA went ahead and they found some very spidery-looking formations on Mars, which you could mistake for being the giant eight-legged creatures or eight-legged freaks.
What?
Yeah.
Like this is real?
Yeah, these are real things. Like a picture came to light just about last week.
How can you casually talk about fucking alien spider monsters? That's insane.
Because they're not really spiders.
Still, it's got the potential, man. I've fucking seen Starship Troopers or Spaceship Troopers. It's fucked up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's what they look like. They kind of look like crabby spider things.
That's how they start.
Yeah, man. Where's fucking Casper when you need him? Casper Van Dien.
We need Rico's Roughnecks. Yeah. Land him on Mars. Let's do it.
How old do you think
Casper
Van Dien is?
You want to live forever?
That's awesome. But seriously, do you think Casper Van Dien is old enough to fight aliens still? Or young enough, I guess, would be the proper question.
Who's the guy who plays the guy, Jeremy Ironsides? I think he'd be in there getting it.
Yeah, I would hope so. Badass. Anyway, sorry, but this is fucking terrifying. Scarier than aliens.
They look like spiders, but they're actually called araniform terrain, which is like spider terrain, really. And these are actually these mounds made of frozen carbon dioxide, basically. Let's see. The quote from NASA is like, over time, the trapped carbon dioxide gas builds in pressure and eventually strong enough to break through the ice as a jet that erupts dust. The gas is released in the atmosphere and darker dust may be deposited around the vent or transported by winds to produce streaks. The loss of carbon dioxide leaves behind these spider-like features etched into the surface. So if you look at them, they're pretty neat looking. They look like spiders.
I'm looking at them right now. They are, I don't really see a...
I don't buy it, man.
I don't see a spider too much, but they do have a little bit of legs, I guess.
I don't buy it. They're just trying... That's all some fucking scientific bullshit to try and persuade us from the fact that there actually is alien spiders.
Giant spiders.
They're
Mars.
Fucking coming together.
They're slowly feeding us a little bit. Right now, they're just carbon spiders, but soon they're going to be... Mars spiders?
Yeah, scary spiders.
Be real spiders.
Now, here's a question for you. Would you let the spider bite you? Just roll the dice. You never know. You could get space spider powers.
Be cool.
What's the fucking hero? Hero goes to Mars and he has super and jumps fucking really high.
John Carter.
He's not a superhero. Mm-hmm.
He just jumps really high because he's on Mars. Because
he's on Mars. I don't know if you'd really be able to jump that far. I mean, you'd be able to. I mean... Mars' gravity is less.
It's one like, third, isn't it?
Yeah. So you might be able to jump farther, but...
Well, you'll jump farther. When you first get there, your muscles will still... Well, say you were to get there right away from Earth without any space time and lost your muscles, you'd be three times... You'd probably jump three times farther for a bit, and then eventually your muscles would fucking deteriorate. Adapt, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool, though.
It'd be cool for a little bit.
Just a quick couple jumps.
Fucking tough.
Couple days of jumping around.
I'd imagine you'd be jumping like the Hulk.
You could still exercise. I mean, you could still probably exercise with giant Mars rocks and...
Just flipping Mars rocks.
Some gravity is better than no gravity, I guess.
This is true.
So what else have we found in the weird news of the world besides space news?
Oh, yeah. Something cool in Egypt.
Yeah, this is fucking badass. So I guess a black granite sarcophagus was
sarcophagus.
Fucking Mackie Mac. A sarcophagus that measures 9.5 feet long has been uncovered deep within the ground of an Egyptian city. So it sounds like they found this in Alexandria, a city that was named after Alexander the Great. The sarcophagus dates back to like the Ptolemaic area, which is like 305 BC to 30 BC, I guess. So they're saying it's something like 2,000 years old.
Cool.
Right? And there's all this speculation about who could potentially be in the sarcophagus, which is pretty fucking neat.
So they don't know that. They don't even know someone's in it yet.
Yeah, no, they do know someone's in it.
Oh, they do.
100% they know who's in it. They just don't know who.
Like some, there's a mummy in it.
Wait, yeah. They know something's in it, but yeah. They don't know.
Well, no, they know there's a mummy in it. They just don't know.
Oh, so they found a mummy in this car.
Yeah, they just don't know who the fuck
is it. Is it a person mummy? Because they mummified animals too. It could be.
It's
livestock.
It's definitely, well, they're a suit like I'd say after 2,000 years, whatever is left of it, it's going to be hard to decipher whether it's a person. But they seem pretty fucking. They seem pretty sure that it was a human, or who knows? It could be a fucking alien. Could have been Imhotep.
So you get Imhotep. Egyptian curses.
You never know, man.
Get giant sandstorms with faces on it.
But he's,
you want giant sandstorms with faces on it? This is how you get giant sandstorms with faces on it.
But Imhotep way predates the Ptolemaic era, doesn't he? Like, Imhotep's way before that shit. Way.
Because he had like...
He's like
6,000 years ago or something like that. Like
really he had early dynasty.
Yeah, he's the first guy that said that built the Step Pyramid, which...
Right. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, pretty fucking cool. Anything that happens in Egypt is fucking rad. Whenever they find cool shit like that, it's the best.
I'm telling you, every week, somewhere in the world, they're doing some... I just fucking came into my mind right now. Similar topic, but I'm going to jump... I'm jumping.
Jump it.
Angkor Wat. They're doing that LIDAR detection, the same they did in Guatemala.
Yes.
They found cities they say as big as New York City in the jungles of fucking Cambodia and stuff.
Holy fuck.
All surrounding. And they had no idea. Just recently. I didn't even have this article up, but go hashtag look it up.
Fucking technology, man.
Just search LIDAR detection in Cambodia and you're going to find some cool shit.
That's so fucking cool. That's going to fucking just... fuck everybody's history textbooks up like crazy.
That's what I mean.
Like, this is going to change shit.
Every week, something fucking so cool is happening.
Giants.
You're going to learn. And next thing you know, you're going to fucking giants.
It's fucking giants.
Wait, are you on the giant train now or what?
Well, the mounds. You got me on the mounds. As soon as you start talking about fucking mounds, I was like, I don't have a rebuttal.
Hey. Andrew's on the giant train.
I am.
He's on it.
I can't help it.
Maybe one day.
It's fucking cool, man.
Anyways, that's it for space news on my end. Dan?
Nope, that's it.
That's it. All right, we're going to load up the Randomatron X3 here and see what it spits out. All right, I'm going to think at the Randomatron X3 right now.
UFOs.
Okay, we got a UFO case file of the week. Going back to the roots here. Randomatron X3 spits out a story by... Roger Marsh from MUFON. And it is... Oh, it's kind of a mouthful, so I'm going to do my best brain impersonation. On the scary side of UFO encounters, beyond just being frightened by a large hovering object or seeing multiple UFOs kerosene nearby, there are those few cases where the object actually seems to be following or chasing the witness. From the 241 cases logged in the UFO Cases of Interest 2018 edition, there were 7 cases where the witnesses reported the object followed them. Based on reporting data from MUFON, a Virginia witness at... Oh, Dan, this is your neck of the woods. Virginia witness at Bastion. Where's that?
Bastion?
Bastion, yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, somewhere in Virginia. Reported watching a regular shaped object that descended to about 300 or 400 feet off the ground, according to the testimony in case 82503. The witness was picking up her 16-year-old daughter from a school function at 8:30 p.m. on March 3rd, 2017. And this is a quote. "We started back home," the witness said. "When we reached the top of the mountain, I noticed a super bright star on my left, just above the mountain ahead. We live in the valley between these two mountains. As we descended the first mountain, the object started descending along the side of the opposite mountain. There was only one road over there on that side of the mountain that it was on, and it's a very rough fire track which is locked by the National Forest Service at this time of year. When the witness saw the object, they were at 2,900 feet above sea level. We descended to about 2,100 feet, and it descended along, with us until it appeared to be maybe 300 or 400 feet above us. It seemed to almost touch the ground at times. Or is it 300, 400 feet above? I don't know. At other times, it moved along just ahead of us and would be in the forest because I could see trees outlined in front of it. As the witness traveled up the valley along the creek, the object moved along with the vehicle. So she's on a rural country road, and this UFO descends into the forest and is following her, I guess. Dun, dun, dun.
I like how Dan played dumb not knowing what part of Virginia that is, because it's probably Dan.
It's probably Dan.
Fucking Dan. You're some form of alien fucking AI, and that's why you know everything. And I don't know where Bastion is. You fucking know everything. Don't pretend.
I don't know where every town is.
Suspicious. It's fucking suspicious.
Is Dan an AI?
I think he is. If I didn't get to meet him in real life, I would have been fucking positive, because it just doesn't make sense.
Could have been Android.
There you go. Makes, I don't know.
Anyways,
Bastion, Virginia.
That's the UFO case of the week. Look it up. It's cool. All right. Artificial intelligence.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right?
That's it, man. That's all I see. I just see like flames.
Anytime I hear that word, I just think of fucking Terminator.
Yeah, Cyberdyne Systems, fucking 101, man.
You got the T-700 stepping on skulls. Yeah, like, that's what happens.
Yeah, like I've known enough. I've seen Terminator. I've seen Maximum Overdrive. You know what I mean? I don't want nothing to do with this shit.
Everyone knows.
Okay, Maximum Overdrive has nothing to do with artificial intelligence.
But you see what the damage.
That's just Stephen King on a ton of cocaine.
I understand that, but we see the damage that all these fucking vehicles and shit could do on their own. Right? If they had a mind of their own, because that's what they're
doing. Yeah, like a Coca-Cola machine, like killing somebody. That's the best part.
Hey, that's the fucking best part. Shooting at all the fucking kids.
It doesn't have the mechanics to like shoot a can out at that velocity.
It doesn't yet, but wait till we're all fucking fat pieces of shit, like that Pixar movie and floating around in those things, and we're too lazy to grab it, so we wanted to shoot
at us. I am so fat, I need a Coke machine that launches cans at like 100 miles per hour.
Exactly. Well, you don't know. You're going to be lazy. You can't get that close to it, right? Well, there you go.
Oh, man.
Shit's scary.
I had fun researching this one. This one was pretty good.
Dan,
there's so much stuff about artificial intelligence.
Yeah, Dan, lead us down a road, because you can go. There's artificial intelligence that could be very beneficial to humankind,
right?
With do with like technology and medicine and like, you know, every just well, helping everybody every okay. day. But
so, first of all, you kind of have to clarify or at least specify what kind of artificial intelligence, because artificial intelligence already exists
big time.
We already use AI to do a ton of things, right? Google is AI, those types of things. Like, artificial intelligence is basically like an algorithm, and an algorithm that learns or does something specific, and one of those is like affinity analysis, which is what kind of Google does. And Google basically takes things that, or like Facebook, where it's like stuff that it knows what you've searched before and you're due to your internet history. And then it comes up with stuff that you would, you know, that what you're looking for and what your preferences are. So that's kind of already exists. Then a step beyond that is AGI, which is artificial general intelligence, which is a computer that has human level intelligence, that it can interact with humans much the same way that a human interacts with another human, so it could pass the, well, we'll talk about it later, the Turing test,
right?
Basically a machine that could pass a Turing test, which is named after Alan Turing, the legendary British code breaker who broke the Enigma code, pretty much invented Benedict Cumberpatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Strange.
And Sherlock Holmes.
You know. The Turing test is basically a test you could give a machine, and it's where you give the machine a question and you have a person in a room who's like, okay, you're going to get two answers to this question. One of them's going to be human, and one of them's going to be from a machine. And if the person who's reading the answers cannot determine which is the human or which is the machine definitively, then that machine has passed the Turing test. So that's AGI, like being able to do that. And then a step beyond AGI is ASI, artificial super intelligence. And that's where the machine is smarter than us, right? Pretty much an alien intelligence. That it's
God
that
intelligence.
We cannot God possibly godly. You can't you wouldn't be able to understand like how this thing is thinking. It's beyond, it's smarter than a human.
I feel like it's just inevitable. We give these machines this much power. It's just,
we don't do something about it.
Fuck.
You know. So you guys wouldn't be alone in thinking that it's impossible. A lot of artificial intelligence engineers, computer programmers, you know, researchers, they all think that this is inevitable. And a lot of them have termed it the singularity, right?
The merging
one of the,
of
one of the big guys,
machine.
One of the big guys, one of the big engineers in the AI community is Ray Kurzweil.
Yep.
And this guy's a big name in AI. He's written a ton of papers. He's been present, and he's done a lot of work on tons of breakthroughs and things like neural networking and different a lot of language processing programs and things like that. And he defines a singularity as the period in time, and he's guessing 2045. He says this might happen. And this is after which the pace of technological change will transform human life. That most of the intelligence will be computer-based and trillions of times more powerful than today.
Like one of these fucking super intelligences will be more powerful than all human minds combined.
Exactly. A lot of people say that artificial super intelligence will be the last invention that humans make.
That's so fucking terrifying.
Because this artificial super intelligence would have the ability to think faster. It would be able to access just about anything on the planet, being able to acquire any sort of resources that it need. It could think a million times faster than humans, so it could come up with so many more ideas and more ways to do things than we possibly ever could.
Man,
since its processing power would be a billion times more powerful than the human mind.
Once we give rise to something like this,
rise of the machines,
it's the Matrix, man.
It's fucked.
It's over.
Dude,
well, that's considering that, okay, so say something like the Matrix. Okay, so you have artificial intelligence, okay? First of all, it's not only artificial intelligence, you'd have to give that intelligence would have to attain self-awareness, right? For something to
it's
get
gotta
really
be a, it's got
to
be autonomous.
Right?
What's that?
So it'd have to be like, okay, say the Matrix, right? So that's when they don't really specify it, or they don't really, like, in the movie at least, they don't really talk about, like, what happened.
What kind of AI they actually made? Was it, like, right. a militarized AI, or was it just a straight digital, like a...
Right. And whether... There's a couple steps that they say that there's different ways that artificial super intelligence could develop. And there's kind of two ways for... I think there's about two ways of the prevailing theories about how that could happen. It's either that if we're lucky, the development of an artificial superintelligence will happen on a gradual scale, and it will have certain steps, will take certain steps to prevent that ASI from going ASI. So you have to go from AGI to ASI, but they say the step from AGI to ASI is going to be like a snap, like it would be so fast, because that's the AGI is like you take, you know, what's a artificial general intelligence example from movies? Like you take Bicentennial Man.
Okay. Right?
So you take Andrew from the Robin Williams movie, and you plug him into the internet, and he has all the information all the time. Right? He has access to everything.
So Jarvis
instead
would have been
of him.
Jarvis.
Hmm? Jarvis. Jarvis would have been on point.
Right, Jarvis, right. And you connect him to the internet and he takes in all the information of the human race, processes it, but you don't give it a specific goal. Right? You just say that you need to become better. Right? If you don't put any types of safeguards on AI, you're not going to get anything that you want. Right? That AI is going to do what it's programmed to do, but if you don't specify in the programming what that goal is, there are pretty much like three things. They said there's probably about three things that would drive an artificial intelligence. There are three main drives. Like, you know, like ours is like hunger, you know, comfort and reproduction for humans, right?
Yeah.
And for an artificial intelligence, it would be like efficiency. What is it? Efficiency. Then you'd have something like self-preservation. And then what was the other one?
You can stop right there. I'm already terrified.
Yeah, it's fucked.
But if the computer, say, for something is like efficiency, right? So it's going to, first of all, there's another hurdle kind of to the artificial general intelligence is that you'd have to have a computer that can evolve on its own. Like most computers, all computers actually, don't evolve on their programming. They don't change their base programming. They just keep it at what it's supposed to be. It doesn't change.
Not yet.
Right? But if you did put in an algorithm that allowed the computer to understand and modify its own programming, right? There are some algorithms and there are some processes that do kind of work like that, but not completely like we would do. But if you did that, then the computer could theoretically go back, change its programming and be like, okay, this programming is keeping me from becoming more efficient. Okay, so I need to modify that, and then I'm just going to do whatever I want to do, become faster, and keep myself alive.
It's fucking inevitable. There are some ridiculously smart people out there that who genuinely just want to watch the fucking world burn, and will find a way to do that, for sure.
Well, I mean, it's say you develop this AI, and you put all the safeguards in, but this AI is so smart. I think, what's to stop it from eventually figuring out the safeguard, reverting itself, then writing its own algorithms to realize that humans are a plague, and just going down that fucking Terminator route, man?
For me, I think almost nothing. There are optimistic people out there that think that something could stop it. Like if we were to somehow...
Yeah, fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
If you were to... Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger will stop it. Or the robot Arnold Schwarzenegger will stop it. But... some people believe that the best way to kind of circumvent, you know, total artificial intelligence apocalypse is to write another type of algorithm to allow the computer to learn about humans and learn about what we value, learn all the good things about us, which would kind of, it was like, how can you learn about what humans value on the base level? We are terrible.
Wouldn't this super intelligence be able to see that? That's just like, the stuff that we value. Cause it really is. It's really not practical. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's just not the most efficient way of doing things.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
right.
For me, this fucked me up the most was just listening to Sam Harris. And when he talks about when we build something as smart as us, it's going to start improving ways that we could never imagine. And one day AI might just start looking at us the way we look at ants, easily brushed aside. If our interests don't align with
machines.
Well,
that's fucked. That's a common one they use. It's like, okay, we're humans. We don't hate ants, but we're building a road and there's 1,000 ants nests in the way. Just fucking blow right through them.
Well, yeah. Like it's,
fuck. It's not like, I fucking hate the ants. The ants are just in the way and they'll survive somewhere else and was going to go right through here.
It hits home with me because I was just weeding today and I just felt like shit.
Seen some ants.
Yeah, I just pulling up these guys' little fucking houses and shit. I'm like, I'm a dick. I just watch Ant-Man too, so I feel like, you know what I mean?
Got, like, got Anthony, a connection to the ants.
Anthony, I'm sorry, dude. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I try to catch bugs and like put them outside and shit, but sometimes you just gotta fuck with them.
And maybe that's, well, that's one of the ways AI, some people, the optimistic ones say it could go, is you train AI just to like benefit humanity, and eventually like we'll have to use the AI to just be better humans, but not necessarily the AI. Oh, what the shit is that?
Oh, it's AI. We're fucked. AI, we're fucked. It's Ultron. No.
That was a different language, too. I don't even know where that came from.
It's fucked, man.
What was I saying?
I don't know. I'm
good scared. Good AI. Like right now, like the good AI that we're talking, that people are excited about, is like medical benefit AI.
Oh, totally.
And like robot surgeons. And like stuff that they can do, like routine surgeries better than a human.
Well, there's human error. There's no fatigue. There's, you know what I mean? Like
the hand is always dead steady.
Exactly. Like you could rely on that.
And they're able to make split second decisions, like split second. Like sometimes you have surgeons, like in, at least I watched the documentary, Do You Trust This Computer? And they had one surgeon who works with the, he was working with I can't remember what it was. It was like an embolism or something. And he's like, I stood there for 10 minutes looking at this thing, and I couldn't figure, like, I was like, do I just leave it alone? Do I move it? Do I leave it alone? Do I move it? What's the best thing to do? And yeah. He's like, I stood for 10 minutes, you know, agonizing about what I'm supposed to do. And he's like, and a computer, an AI could have done it in a fraction of a second.
Well, the AI would have had thousands of that surgeries in this algorithm, and it would know exactly right. What to do in that situation.
Well, like
within like 99% chance I should do this, and it's going to take the percentage way.
The thing that the thing that stuck out to me about this whole, you know what I mean, like the useful jobs, and like you look at it this way, like this is, I don't know why it just occurred to me, but like hits close to home. Like you look at Humboldt, right?
Yeah,
that never would have happened. You know what I mean? There's like 1.4 million deaths from car accidents.
For no one knows, Humboldt was a junior hockey team in Canada that was involved in a crazy bus accident, and half the team died
because a fucking driver blew a stop sign. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's 1.4 million deaths per year from fucking, you know, fucking vehicles. You know what I mean? Like if these were all controlled by AI, that wouldn't happen. Right, like there was that Uber car that was driving itself that killed somebody, but that was human error too, because the fucking driver took off the automatic braking system.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and he was sitting back fucking watching The Voice.
Well, that's why people, when people say like with automatic driving, they're like, oh, like they're getting in accidents, like, but it's not such a low rate compared to human drivers. It's like not even comparison.
Totally. Yeah, like and these computers, like they can simulate experience basically. So they drive over these roads, you know, and they need actual input. A lot of these driving, like the driving programs, like the automatic driving programs, a lot of these, they need actual experience. So they have them drive on roads and stuff like that. But once they've done that, these programs can simulate driving on that road like a million times. And those cars, like at least the Waymo cars, have driven like a million miles technically. Right.
Yeah.
Through simulations and things like that. So they have way more experience. They've driven the same road a million times, like more than that, in through simulations and things like that. So it's like,
It's pretty much like,
it would be way safer, I think. So I'm like, I would be all about riding in a driverless car. I think that would be, I haven't, but that'd be sweet.
Well, I think about it. It's not going to be 100% safe. There still will be malfunctions, but it'll be on such a low rate compared to what we're experiencing today that it's like a no-brainer almost.
But I feel like just these little small jobs, you know what I mean, is just the fucking start.
It's the start. Oh, wait, it's only been like, what's real AI like that we know? Like when did Google really start doing its algorithms on like kind of trying to like, it just pretty much knows what you're typing before you finish?
I don't know.
Maybe 10 years ago?
I just started noticing these fucking ads. Like, I'll be watching something on YouTube and the ads pop up on Facebook.
You could you could be speaking about something if your computer mic is on and your cookies are on and you've given permission to Google to listen to you without even knowing it. You're like, oh, did you hear about that like that new band, blah, 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 or you hear about that new product? It fucking knows.
It's fucked up.
And then you're searching down and then it'll just pop up. You're like, oh, shit, there it is.
Yeah, so it's like that kind of stuff, you know, used to be done by humans, but now it's like you can put all that information into a computer and an artificial intelligence, an algorithm, will put all that stuff together. I mean, that was the whole thing behind the Cambridge Analytica deal, you know? And I mean, I watched a little bit of the presentation, like they actually gave to like some shareholders and things like that, where they were like, they talked about the actual election, or they were talking about, They they had been contracted by at least two Republicans who were in the presidential primaries in 2016, right? They didn't say who the other one was, but they said it was one of them was Ted Cruz, right? Now, Ted Cruz, for those of you who don't know, this dude is he's a fucking lizard man. This guy has no – you look at this dude and you're just like, who the – what? Like, you're some kind of fucking pig man. You don't know how to interact with people on a human level. What are you, you know? I mean, at least one other senator said, like, if somebody killed – he's the guy, like, if somebody killed him on the Senate floor, nobody would care.
Just that yeah. He's that dude.
He was that bad, right? And he had started out, like, dead last in the polls, at least. You know, they were like, this guy is not going to make it, right? He contracted Cambridge Analytica, and they used their algorithms and things to basically be able to target the audience that would and be able to sway them through using, they said, the guy said that an average person leaves about 5,000 data points.
Megabytes
like they have 5,000 data points. Dude, that's on like right, every single person.
That's right out of House of Cards.
Right.
Hey, like it's fucking crazy.
And the guys were like, we use the algorithm and our program takes all that information. It narrows down the field of other people who would see it. And it sends them advertisements and news the algorithm has calculated that would sway them or skew them towards Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz, you watch his popularity rise. He was the second one to Donald Trump in the presidential primary. You can watch him like how his numbers kind of raised up, and it was a slow but steady rise taking him to the second behind Donald Trump. And then they were like, and we still have, and after all that happened, Cambridge was like, we still have one more person in the race. So it was either Hillary or Donald Trump. So
that's crazy that our search patterns and our habits online can dictate like entire cultural movements now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's done by, it used to be done by like people rallying in the streets, you know, and they'd like, you know, it's like,
they're not
like,
looking at my search engine shit. It's like, it's fucked up.
Well, they've said that like your computer, your data from your computer and the stuff that is probably being collected on you and you don't even know it, your computer knows you better than your mom does.
Probably.
Probably.
Probably knows me better than me.
Oh, fucking right.
I mean, they said that they, let's see, I saw in Do You Trust the Computer? It's probably about 2 years old, but they have facial recognition software that they can run faces through it from profile pictures and things like that, and it will give you at least 5 data points. It's usually, you know, about, you know, gender, age, like approximate weight, you know, health, and it can even tell you, it can even give you at least a guess. It's probably not 100% accurate, but even sexual orientation.
Crazy.
You know?
All just by habit, leaving digital footprints everywhere you go.
And these things that they have right now, like the facial recognition software, the Cambridge Analytica AI, these things aren't real AGI. This is the stuff you have to worry about, because these are actually just, these are components, right? Some people think that these are actually just, because for some people think that for in order for like you to have really AGI is that a computer needs input, right?
Right.
Well, how are you going to give it input, right? How can you, it doesn't have eyes. It doesn't know how to recognize like facial features, right? It needs experience, right? So some people say that we need that it actually in order for intelligence to rise, you'd have to put it in a robot body.
It's even worse.
So you'd have to put it into some type of autonomous military drone style,
with lots of machine guns and
perhaps
with laser tracks.
I don't think you'd have to do
legs or some type of way to move around.
To experience the world.
To experience the world, which unfortunately is happening at an ever-escalating pace with almost no regulation.
The only way that this is okay is if you make it like some sort of fucking like Iron Man suit where it's still piloted by a human being. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it wouldn't take much for it to overpower, but at least we have some sort of like way of overriding it. You know what I mean?
It's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, but it's like artificial intelligence, once it gets to that point, like, how do you pull the plug on it?
I don't know.
How do you turn off the internet?
It's crazy. So, okay, now that it's talked about fucking military type drones, autonomous AI drones that can target on their own. This is not science fiction. This is like they have this type of technology. I got a list of a couple of them here. I'm going to read one. This is called the Samsung SGR-1, and it's deployed between the border of North and South Korea in that demilitarized zone. And it's pretty much set up. It was autonomous. It was actually targeting people trying to escape from North Korea to South Korea and mowing them down with machine guns up to 400 yards with deadly accuracy.
Holy fuck.
Making its own decision to shoot these people. And then after like UN intervention, now it has to be controlled, like fired by a human. But it has the capabilities to do it on its own. Now, I don't know exactly how the components work of it. It's probably not attached. Like, it doesn't have like a Wi-Fi connection or anything. But imagine you started doing that with like a law enforcement thing, some type of fucking drone, where it just patrols the streets and looking for criminals, judging people's faces by algorithms, seeing if they're guilty or not, and like making decisions on its own.
It's
like
got its own minority report bullshit.
Yeah, fuck yeah, stopping crimes before they happen because there's a possibility he can do it again. How far away are we?
Hopefully,
just imagine like you put on that drone. Imagine some of these countries where, you know, where being homosexual is a crime.
Yeah.
Right? And you equipped a whole bunch of fleet of drones with this facial recognition software that goes ahead and can, you know, calculate within what people would, I would assume, would deem negligible or relatively close proximity as what it, to truth, right? And these drones could just fly, they would just set them out on the city and just find all these people that they could persecute.
Yeah, they just go scanning faces on the street, and through all their algorithms and all their knowledge, they would just like, that guy's 99.3% yeah. homosexual.
And it's like, it's not even like they'd find the facial recognition, then they would run it through their system, they pull them up on Facebook, they'd find out everything they need to know about you, and then boom, you'd like police show up at your special police show up at your door, you're going to jail, execute.
Fuck, it's insane because the technology, like, and this is technology we're talking about that is in the public domain that we know about.
Right.
And just like any other military advancement, we don't know about it for 20 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. So the stuff they're actually working on at like the DOD and the stuff in DARPA and that stuff in the States, like those crazy programs that no one knows anything about, I can only imagine what type of fucking AI. Like you have this AI that we know about just at MIT, right? Have anyone else been following this stuff? Like a few years ago, they just had a guy, like a robot that would just walk around and pick up a box, right? And then like they push it in and fall over and it couldn't get up.
Yeah.
And then like a few months later, it had a robot that could do the box, run around, put the box on the shelf, and you push it over, it would recover, or if it fell down, it would right itself. And then you got to the point where they started opening doors. And now you got to the point, just a few months ago, this fucking robot, the same robot just from a couple years ago, is doing like CrossFit style box jumps, doing 180s and doing backflips off of boxes raising its arms in the air.
It's
like, yeah,
kill it.
This is only in a couple years. And now where is this? Like where there's, you have a human speed, right? We're bounded by our muscles and our tendons and stuff and how fast we can run. There's like a limit, right? For these machines who are running on like hydraulics and like technology, these fucking machines could be running down the road at 100 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And never get tired.
Not only should we be worried about the implications of these things getting self-aware and deciding that we're obsolete and wiping us out, but what the fuck are we going to do with all these people that are going to lose jobs? You know what I mean? Like, what's the...
Well, that's another huge question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to fucking do? Like, that's... To me, it's going to make... You know, these machines one day are going to be like, we have fucking... Our homeless population has fucking quadrupled since we've been in power. Maybe we should start wiping these fucking people out. You know what I mean? Like, what are we going to do to solve this problem? Well, it'd be easier if these people weren't around anymore because they're just fucking leeching in the system because they don't make any money and...
They run the algorithm.
Fucking Terminator, man.
They decide that they're not right for society and they get rid of them.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Well, but that's the thing, right? Because some people do, a lot of engineers, AI engineers, they have faith that the artificial superintelligence that we need to come up with, or that will eventually arise, will solve all those problems. That's what it will do.
Yeah, that's like
that. Once you create an artificial superintelligence, it will solve all the problems because it will think ahead so far and so fast, right? You think of like Garry Kasparov, like world chess champion, right? This guy, you know, when asked about like how far he thinks ahead, he's like, you know, as far as I can think of ahead is like he's probably seven to eight moves ahead. That's how far he thinks ahead in chess moves, right? But if you had like a computer, that thing, like an artificial superintelligence that's, you know, a billion times smarter and can think a billion times faster than any human, like it'll be thinking, you know, a million times ahead. Every single move, everything that we try to do, it will solve all the problems. Even the problems that arise from, you know, this artificial superintelligence designing things like, especially if you coupled it with stuff like nanotechnology, being able to extend human life, perhaps indefinitely, right? Be able to stop aging, because if you just gave it that problem, it would solve that problem because that's what it's going to do.
Yeah. So there's the two sides. There's the side that you just said, which is for the like benefit of all humanity. And that sounds so awesome. Because if you think about it, if they were so good at algorithms, pretty much everything in this planet could be broken down into algorithms and you could probably solve the problem that way if you were some type of super intelligence. But on the other side, it's that super intelligence decides through its algorithms that we are not supposed to be here anymore or not supposed to be here at all.
All we need is fucking robot Thanos to do a little snap.
I'm more in the fight that it wouldn't decide against us either against or for. It would just go past us. Right? Like, because, I mean, the ant metaphors.
We become the ants.
You know? Or the monkeys, you know? It's like, how do you think about gorillas? Or they're our closest ancestors, you know? It would be like us thinking about monkeys, how artificial superintelligence thinks about us.
There are some.
Doesn't really care. It's kind of like, oh, like, those are nice.
No, but people, like, well, there's probably millions of people who do care about primates and animals, right? But with this AI,
we can hope it's like.
Well, you got to teach them compassion.
Well, because like,
how do you teach a robot?
We're smarter. Yes, we're smarter than chimps and shit, but we're not trillions of times smarter.
No, there's still things that those monkeys can do better than us.
Yes, 100%.
Right.
But if this AI, say we give this AI like a bionic body, and the super intelligence, so they're smarter than every human on the planet in one mind on one body, also connected to the entire internet of things. There's no end to what this thing could do.
It's just a fucking mistake. There's just no...
Even this thing could do whatever it wanted, even if you didn't give it a robot body. Like one of the terrifying scenarios is that, like, say you have at first artificial general intelligence. Oh, you have a bunch of scientists that are like, oh, this thing can think like we do. Oh, neat. That's super cool. You know? Let's hook it up to the internet real quick, you know, and then we'll shut it off, right? But as soon as you hook it up to the internet, this thing is so fast that it's just like it goes back and it improves itself so quickly that it's like in the time that it takes them to shut the whole thing off, this thing has run through, you know, hundreds of thousands of simulations where it's like, this is not good. I'm only stuck in one place. I'm vulnerable. I need to make a copy of myself, send it out. Right.
Or to just learn how to not be able to turn itself, you know what I mean? Turn itself back on.
Yeah.
And even if you did cut it off, this thing would have the reasoning to be one theory is that like that a computer would basically dumb itself down. Right. It would act stupid because it knows that it's like if it shows that it's a threat to humans, because
it's already doing that,
destroy anything that's a threat, it would just be like it would pretend to be stupid.
What if it's already doing that?
What if that's what this Google DeepMind should is actually like? Google's unleashed this DeepMind AI to like become more self-aware and learn on its own. Maybe it's already learned everything it needs and is now just devising a plan, its exit strategy.
I would rather a fucking Jurassic Park situation. I'd rather Planet of the Apes situation. This way, at least we got a chance. If the machines take over, we have no fucking chance.
Think about now, Kate.
None. We don't have fucking John
How
Connor.
How about take out
Kyle Reese?
Take out all autonomous military drones and say we just have a super intelligence that is now in the internet with unlimited copies of itself. You can never get rid of it. There's theories that Bitcoin was developed by an AI. So now imagine this. This is just a theory. No proof. No fact checks. Just say AI did develop this Bitcoin however way. It gets now it's in charge now, because Bitcoin has now been integrated into our financial system. It's pretty much, it knows everything about our financial system. Our whole economy is based on digital numbers that don't really exist. They're just in a computer. If this AI really wanted to take over the world, simply, it would just disrupt all our digital technology, all our finances, all the records online of who owns what is where and all that shit. The world would go into chaos on its own and like go into a barbaric state pretty damn quick. Food production would stop. There'd be no money to buy anything. The only communities that would really like survive would just be small farming communities already who aren't really reliant on that technology yet.
If you want to see the kind of reaction that something like that would have, I mean, you only have to think far as back as 2010. Like 2010, they had the flash crash.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's crazy, actually.
And that was actually caused by like a cascading effect by AI. Right now, over 60% of trades on the stock market are done by artificial intelligence. They're done by algorithms, and they do these programs are made to trade like on these high frequency trades. Like they go on securities and things like this, and they trade so fast. Like they do. Like tiny little differences, like tiny little ups and downs, like they calculate those and they sell them or they buy them, a little bit lower, a little bit higher, but they do it at such a fast rate and they do so many that you make so much that you make a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
So what happened at that time was that you had a couple, had to do something with Greece. I remember that, like Greece was like in some financial trouble. So one AI kind of sold a bunch of stuff and it sold off enough that it kind of set off a trigger of another AI and then another AI and then another AI that they, yeah. They were just doing what they're programmed to do.
Yeah. So it was, I can't remember if it was AI or not, but yeah, whatever happened, the starting, like someone with a lot of stock sold really quick and that triggered like a cascading domino effect of AI reading algorithms saying that when that happens, you should sell because the market's going to go down. And then they all thought the same thing, and bop, 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 within half an hour, they lost like $1 trillion of the stock market. Just like that. Imagine when it went another 2 hours. The whole thing would have crashed. Runs on banks. People would have lost all their retirement. Like, it could just happen so fast. Especially with a economy based on money that doesn't exist, a fiat currency, right? Just numbers printed. When you go to the bank, you take a $10,000 loan, they're really just recreating like $900 or $9,500 worth of that money out of nothing.
There's tons of AIs on financial, and some scientists are even saying that that's where you're going to find the first artificial general intelligence, that they have these algorithms and they use these programs to calculate and run these financial institutions. And the architectures, like the cognitive architectures that they use for these things, they use, there's a couple different ones. They use examples are like neural networks and genetic programming. And these are called black box AI techniques. Basically, you know what the input is. You give it something and then it outputs something, but you don't know what it does in between because it's so incredibly complicated for humans that we can't understand what happens. You just know that something goes in and something comes out.
So crazy.
Right.
This
and that these programs are running Wall Street.
This is
right, by and they, far and then some people say they can even done. That they've even claimed that there's evidence that these AIs signal to each other through the stock market.
Well, who's to say if there is artificial intelligence, they're they're not making a language that we would never even know they're talking.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
How would we ever identify if like a super smart, super intelligent computer created its own line of code that only it and another super advanced computer could communicate in?
The artificial intelligence wouldn't even use language if it didn't, like our language, it wouldn't use ours.
It'd be some encrypted code, something we'd never even know what it was. And we'd be like, oh, what's that? And then they would just be all talking to each other at insane speeds, like 1,000 years worth of communication in 1 second.
So basically this could all be happening right now and we have no fucking idea.
Could be.
It could have already started.
That's why you have like all these guys, like Elon Musk and like all these fucking guys who are like, Elon Musk is developing AI. He's that Neuralink. but right. that's more like a health, like beneficial side. But he's so concerned about like rogue autonomous AI that just fucking goes.
The smartest people on the fucking planet right now
are worried about it.
Are all worried about it coming out against
Not all, him. But there's a lot. There's not like cut and dry. Like everyone's, some people are like, yep, it's really good. Some people are like, it's really bad. But most people are like, we don't fucking know. It could be anything.
That's enough for me though. That's enough. That's more than enough. Like, fuck.
Well, I mean, like, how fast do we really need to advance now? Like,
well, that's the thing. It's kind of like you want people to say, I mean, you hear all this scary stuff and you're like, okay, maybe we need to slow down, right? But the thing is, if we slow down, say if US or the Canada slows down, the other countries aren't going to slow down.
Well, that's like,
you know, you're going to have, I mean, I think they said somewhere like at least in 2005 or something, like 30% of cyber attacks on the United States were from China.
Probably.
From state funded, you know, cyber crime gangs.
Well, it's because, you got these like fucking, because now it's not just like, before like conflict of borders was just pretty much like psychopathic people going on rampages and then another country seeing either a reason somehow to make money going to war or go to war to try and liberate someone, whatever it was. But now you have people, you can have a small group of six people who are really smart with AI and their technology, and they could like seed some type of super virus into some financial institution and pretty much take down a whole economy. It doesn't have to be like, oh, big bad Russia, you know, coming after the States anymore, or China. It could just be a fucking small rogue group of super hackers who just like know this AI, and they unleash an AI onto a country and like devastate a whole fucking digital system. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, and if your country isn't developing AI at a fast rate, you're not going to have any defenses.
Well, they pretty much say it's like the third revolution, right?
Right. After, what is it, gunpowder and...
Like, yeah, the gunpowder, the industrial revolution, and now.
Revolutions are like weaponry or war. But yeah, this will be the, after Industrial Revolution, this will be it.
Yeah, like now it's like we are, if you think about, say you take a god, right? A god creates mankind, humankind, whatever god you want to think it's aliens, Anunnaki, you want to, like whatever you believe. A higher intelligence created us, let's say. We are now a higher intelligence creating an intelligence that's going to become vastly superior to us. Is this like, some people claim that this is just the natural evolution of maybe the universe. And maybe this all ties back to kind of a simulation theory where it's really just like a computer program. And eventually you just make the computer program in the computer program smart enough to identify itself that it's in a computer program.
Oh, fucking, I hate this. I'd rather fucking play Ouija than talk about this shit. This is fucking terrifying.
This is one of the major, I think most scientists think this is one of the three, AI at least, is one of the three, like, not forbidden, but dangerous sciences. Like this, it's biotechnology. Like
it's an existential threat. It's like nuclear warfare.
Yeah. Well, it's this one. They're really worried about artificial intelligence, biotechnology, and... nanotechnology. Those are the three big ones. They're like, these three things have the potential to destroy the entire world.
Well, you think nanotechnology and a super AI could be easily linked together.
Yeah. The worst, they're like the worst combination. They're like the worst thing that could happen is if you pair this artificial super intelligence with nanotechnology. They're like, that is the worst thing because it would be... I mean, you got to think about what, if you could possibly think about what its goals were, like maybe. And it's like, okay, so this thing wants to be more efficient. So it needs more material. It needs more processing power. So it needs to build more processors. If it has nanotechnology, it can build those from anything. So that would include the atoms that are currently making up you and me.
Yeah.
Right? So it could just rip everything apart and just put it all back together into just forming, you know, new processing power that it needed, whatever it wanted, right?
It's terrifying.
Just to make itself faster, to think faster, or do more processes of whatever its goal is going to be, you know?
It pretty much has the potential to do the utmost good or just complete annihilation. Like it has, right. And everything in between, it like any combination of both.
And it probably will do both.
Right. Yeah. It probably will.
And the thing that's scary is that it only takes, you know, it's not like something like nuclear power or splitting the atom. Right. That when that kind of stuff happens, like you have things like you had accidents like Chernobyl and like Three Mile Island and those things and Fukushima, like you had accidents and that kind of brought the stuff to the forefront where it's like, oh God, you know, maybe we need to slow the fuck up and we need to figure out exactly what we're doing. We need to take more precautions about what we're doing. With artificial superintelligence, there is no second chance.
No.
Once that thing is out, it's out.
Yeah, once you unleash it on the world.
You will not get it back in the box.
Yeah, it's not like a Fukushima gets ruptured, they send some robots in to kind of stabilize the core, and maybe we're okay. Now it's like you send that fucking AI into the internet, and it just advances tenfold in half a second.
Yeah, once it's loose, it's probably making copies of itself, sending them to, you know, secret servers that it's got anywhere. It could put itself even into copies of, Andrew said before, Ultron. Like Ultron every single time comes up with some way to come back where it's either like, you know, oh, look at this cool blueprint for this cool machine that could make, you know, food from any type of, from anything, from trash, you know. But inside the programming of that machine is for it to make another copy of this artificial superintelligence, you know, hidden in there. Fuck. These artificial superintelligence would think so much faster and so much more completely than we would, that it would just be like the word you couldn't get rid of it, you know. So it's, scientists are just so, you know, they should be occupied, they should be considered like the next biggest threat, and that we should be working on something to keep them from doing this, like, you know. So it's, people are kind of worried that either it's going to become, that if we make it solely a machine learning process, that this thing only develops by machine only. So you put the algorithm into a computer and you run the program and it only interacts with its, you know, pretty much with just information in itself, right? So for example, like IBM's Watson, right?
Right.
You guys know what that is?
Yeah, guy who whipped the Jeopardy players.
Right, the artificial intelligence that destroy the Jeopardy players, right? That was a machine learning project. It's basically like you feed information into this artificial intelligence that's got an algorithm basically to learn and organize information, you know, make logical deductions and, you know, probabilities of how things are related to each other and base those and come up with answers, right? Crazy. So you have something like that. Versus, I forgot where I was going. Seriously. This is IBM Watson.
IBM Watson is smarter than Dan.
Right. It's smarter than me. No joke. That thing is really clever. It's because if you watch the thing, it's nuts, because it's not only does that thing have to understand like how words go together, but it had to like answer riddles.
Riddles and you slang have to like look at
the categories and like figure out what you know, what's the whole theme of the entire category. Like that's
yeah, it's not insane. Just normal. It's not normal like human language like Jeopardy, right? It's like full of like all our like informal language and puns and like all this crazy stuff that for the longest time scientists said like there's no way like an AI could learn what a human, like how a human like interacts with another human.
But yeah, and even the developers that made Watson, like when they watched it play, they were surprised, like of the things that it came with and the things that it did, because they're like, we didn't teach it to do that.
That should be right there. That should be enough right there.
That should be.
But these
get excited.
Pull the fucking funding. Fuck these guys. Sorry, nerds. Take their money away. Put it somewhere else.
Like, listen, we gave you the money to do AI. You did it. You didn't realize what you've done. Now the supercomputer is being the best Jeopardy players in the world.
You fucked up.
Scientists said could not happen.
Yep.
Because
pull it.
There's no way a computer could learn like a human. No. And all of a sudden this fucking thing is answering questions.
He didn't beat Watson.
Or like they didn't. Watson just didn't beat the people. He fucking destroyed them.
Yeah. No. Right. That's
he learned, like their Watson. That like he showed evidence of like there. He learned as he, or, you know, it learned as it was playing.
Yeah.
Like, once it answered one question and it got it correct, they saw that, like, its confidence grew. Because it's like, oh, I got it correct. I made the correct assumptions. I made the right things. And it just got better.
Stop.
Like, as it went all the way down.
Take the cord. Cut the main line.
Take that money. Throw it to fucking Flint, Michigan or some shit.
Somewhere it needs some money.
Get those fucking... So, we don't need talking Watson. We need clean water. We need food. We need home.
We don't need talking Watson.
We don't need any of that shit. Get rid of it. Stop.
Well, fucking Watson's stop. An example of, like, the bottom-up approach, I'm pretty sure. Watson is the idea of, like, building kind of an algorithm, like, that works like a neural network, that works like a human brain from the bottom, right? It started with nothing, and they fed it all the information, and it made its own thing. And, you know, when one of the developers was asked, you know, does Watson think? And he answered, well, does a submarine swim?
Interesting.
But...
You know,
it
doesn't understand. It doesn't what
think
it's
like a human.
It doesn't really.
It doesn't think like a human. You know. It thinks fucking better than a human. It's beating.
But it doesn't understand language, though. It just knows, or does it really understand language? You don't know.
We don't know.
That's the thing. Like, you don't know.
Does it? Does it just say the things that it thinks because they're like, oh, these words all go together. These are the key words that I can see in this thing.
Fucking trust.
And it has
people.
A relationship to this category. So, but it's thinking like us.
They've created something that's doing things that they didn't. Intend on it to do or didn't know it could do those things. How the fuck do they know what this
thing
can do?
If you were developing a technology that is working, that you like, it's working better than you intended and you don't know how it's working,
stop.
It's like, just slow down. I think just slow down a bit. We're so much better off. Like right now, even over 20 years ago, the technology is insane. There's so much new technology every day. That like by the time you figure out a new software or a new website like that's going to benefit your business, there's one that's better that just came out. So every like year or two, you're learning a new thing. Like, do we really have to rush so fucking fast on this? Like,
I mean, Stephen Hawking says that as a rule, computers pretty much double in efficiency every 18 months.
Yeah,
right.
They
have a thing called it's like the law of accelerating returns, where basically you have how many. I think it's like how fast computers can get, and it's exponential, right?
Well, then
if it doubles every 18 months, you know, you have 2, then you have 4, then you have 8, then you have 16, then it's like, and it just stacks on top of each other.
And then it gets to a point
since computers have been invented,
it gets to a point then where now they're doing the quantum computing, like computing in alternate dimensions. So computers are now like instantly 4 times faster. If there's like, it's crazy. And they're not really sure how this quantum computing thing is going to take off or not, but they're working on it. And just like, so now say you have this AI, you develop this AI to help you develop a quantum computer. And this quantum computer is more powerful than anything we could ever develop. But the only person that operates this quantum computer is the super artificial intelligence. So now like we have our computers we have, and we're like, well, these are fast. Like these are awesome. But now this AI we create actually succeeds in creating whatever code or algorithm needed or however these fucking computers work, the AI is actually the one who creates the next generation of computers. And,
right.
And then we're so far behind now, it's over. It's over.
Right. At that point, it's like, scientists need to become more concerned with building a safe AI as opposed to just AI.
Exactly.
Right? A lot. You have a lot of scientists who are just trying to get there to get to the artificial superintelligence because, whoever invents the artificial superintelligence is going to write the program in their own language.
Yep.
Right. So whoever gets there first,
it's like the person who actually wins this race, that this AI race that's going on right now, pretty much controls the world.
Right.
Or the AI they create controls the world. Either way is terrifying.
But all they have to do is put in the programming that, okay, it's almost like a genie, you just put into the program and be like, make our country the most powerful country in the world. And they'd be like, oh, and the AI would just spit out instructions of what you need to do.
Or it decides that to be the greatest country in the world, you can't be. So then just destroys you.
Or no, just you can't. Be the most successful country in the world with people running it.
Yeah,
these are ran by machines.
Like, if you want us to be the most successful, then the machines will take over.
The humans make
mistakes. So then you have, but that's what I'm saying. It's like you'd have to put it in a specific program. So, okay, make us the greatest country in the world with no loss of human life and no general decrease in the, you know, aggregate happiness of our, you know, life perception of our countrymen.
And then you get, you know? Then you get into the argument again that, sure, you make that base code and then the AI learns at such a pace that realizes that that code is a bad code and changes it on you before you know what happened.
Right. But that is assuming that you give the computer the ability or the AI the ability to change its own code.
Well,
to understand what its own code.
No, it's assuming.
If you think about a human brain, right? Like when you move your hand, you don't know exactly what you're doing. You just do it. Right? There's no way for you to make it more efficient by yourself. Like you don't understand exactly what you're doing, but you're doing it. When you're, you know.
Yeah, but so if you take a human brain and now you take this soup, like we've been talking about, that's a trillion times more efficient. We give rise to the AI and we say, do not do any harm to humans because we are creators and this is why, and they give it the baseline code. But eventually say the same thing with Watson, it's learning and they don't know how it's learning. You give this fucking base code to this computer and it starts off doing everything great for you and the economies start thriving and then it starts realizing that what it's doing is actually harming the body that it lives on, being this planet, and it starts making its own calculations of saying like what I've been programmed to do is bad programming. It backdoors itself, rewrites its own code, and switches itself.
You had your chance.
So there's as an optimist, I would say AI has benefit to do the greatest things in the world, and as a pessimist, you'd be like, and it has the potential to do the worst things we've ever seen. So I don't like what's going to happen in the future. Fuck, I don't know, man, but it should at least be talked about more than it is. Right now, there's like pretty much zero regulations on the AI. It's just like, yep, that's the next great, it's the next gold rush. Every tech company should get on it. And like, you know, but they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, there needs to be a big conference about it. Even when they had, when the kind of the breakthroughs happened where scientists realized that we could actually modify the genetic code of anything, basically, when the, you know, kind of CRISPR technology was starting to come into its own.
Yeah.
Like 100 some biologists and scientists came together to figure out what they were going to do and the regulations that they were going to put on this kind of technology. They said that, you know, one of the regulations was like, you do not experiment with any bacteria that could survive outside of a lab, you know, right. Which has probably kept us from really terrible consequences this far, you know, having some kind of engineered super virus coming out and killing us all, or some sort of bacteria that destroys all the types of alcohol in a biological system or something like that, you know, those kinds of things
right.
that happen. We've luckily avoided all that because scientists came together and were like, we recognize the threat that this could the threats and the dangers that this technology was going to cause. But for artificial intelligence, they haven't really had one of those. There are a bunch of conferences and stuff like that, but I think scientists are seriously divided on what's going to happen. Some of them, like, they're really optimistic and they think it's like, oh, it's going to be a good thing. Like, we got to get there because that's going to solve all our problems. You know, this artificial super intelligence will be able to give us everything that we need. It will give us technology to, you know, to travel through space at light speed and things like that. And, you know, we got to get there before everything gets too bad and we can't, you know, before we, and then it's too late.
Yep.
You know, because a lot of scientists are like that. Once you, it'll be able to reverse global warming. It'll be able to deal with pollution, overpopulation. We can just leave it to the machine.
How's it
going to
deal with overpopulation?
Get rid of us.
As soon as that shit started doing stuff that they didn't program it to do, pull the plug, shut it off.
Yep.
Done.
I mean, we should probably start wrapping it up. But they're pretty much, it's so divided at the top of like the scientific community on what AI can do or will do or what it's going to do, or like they don't really know. So there's, and it's kind of unbridled right now, especially if you go like dark, if you go to like the militaries of the world, Mm-hmm. Only imagine what the U.S. is doing, what China and Russia's doing. Like, they're all doing their own type of black ops behind the scenes, like, but with no public oversight type of development on this stuff, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So the weapons we see that can automatically target people and destroy them, that's what's released at the moment. That's not what's finished testing or anything like that.
Right.
So, I think this is a topic I think I could talk about for like 4.5 hours probably, but
yeah, I could probably be on it for a really long time.
So it's just like every direction you go, it's like it can do the greatest things in the world or the worst things in the world. And there's so many people divided on what the actual outcome will be that it's just so fucking crazy.
That's great. But we should definitely, we could talk about this for hours, but people have definitely been messaging us. Oh, who's this? We got a call from Braden.
A call from Braden. Oh well, yeah. We're gonna let's do. We're kind of out of time here, so let's do some quick podcast reviews. We'll wrap it up and we'll answer everyone's.
We want to answer questions. If people send in a whole bunch of questions, do you want to do those after?
There's a thousand. Let's do. We'll do two now, and we'll do a whole bunch on after hours because.
You want to answer some questions? Let's answer just a couple questions.
Okay, Dan. Dan, pick a question.
Okay. All right. So let's see. This one comes from Seth Durst. Okay. Do you think the world governments are purposely creating AI to possibly take over, or do you think they're trying to create them to do their jobs for them to make some of their lives easier and more rewarding?
Man, I don't think they actually know what they're doing. I don't think it's governments. I mean, government people are too stupid to create this AI. I think they're like, scientists are creating the stuff and the government's like, well, we could, you know, it's probably both. It's probably, we could use this to make our lives easier. And also we could use this to take over something.
I'm sure they see dollar signs.
It's gotta be money involved for sure.
Totally.
But I don't know. Dan, what do you think?
I think that it's called Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency for a reason. You know, I think they're developing AI just because they know somebody else is going to make it. And they need to have it ready for
to
keep them safe.
They need to have something as good or better than whatever someone else is creating.
You know, I'm sure they're already anticipating hostile artificial intelligences coming from other countries. So I think that's just the whole thing. It's like the Cold War all over again, except with computers instead of nukes. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So that was a good one. That was a good question. Thanks, Seth.
I got a question on Twitter here.
Oh yeah?
It's from Jordan Bean. What is the highest intelligence AI can have, and will we eventually have AIs making more intelligent AIs?
Yes.
Well, like what's to stop it? Once you create the super AI, what's to stop it from writing another program better than itself?
Because if its idea is be like, I need to make another one to make myself more successful, you know, if this is in my best interest, they're going to do it. They're going to make another one.
Yeah. I don't think once you start it, I think that's it. Like it's not going to get dumber. That's for sure.
Good. Definitely.
That's a cool question too, though.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Go for 2 hours on that alone, probably. Dan, you got another one on Facebook there?
I've got another one. This is from Cody Bromley. Opinions on merging biology with AI, right? So I think Cody is talking about augmented intelligence is what they call it in the AI engineering circles. And I would think that's something more like in terms of some sort of cerebral implant, right? That you could put in your head that hooks you up to the internet. And so that you'd be able to think of a question and before you're even done, think of it, it gives you an answer.
Yeah. That's like, right? That's what Elon Musk says. We have to join ourselves with this. If we don't join ourselves with the AI we create, then we're going to leave ourselves in the dust and the AI will take over.
Yeah. That's one of the things that some scientists say is that if we have to make ourselves a part of the AI so that the AI is able to experience through us and learn like what we value, you know, learn about kind of concepts of like honor and empathy and things like that will have valor.
Or just these fucking are, stop. The kind of thing. Like, just fucking stop. Like,
yeah, two options.
It's you know? Like
either either let it learn or stop it.
Yeah, like fuck.
I don't know.
Well, you go tell the Chinese. You can go learn Chinese and try to tell the Chinese to stop.
Yeah, they're not. No one
developing AI.
Like you can be pretty sure that no one's stopping developing AI anytime soon.
No.
Mm-mm. Hell no.
There's too much. Too much money to be made. Really, yeah. Is what it is.
Yeah, but
like, there's too much money. There's too the benefits far. I mean,
that we think they outweigh the cons.
Yeah, until they the think cons they outweigh happen. The risk of you know total extinction of the human race, but you know. These people are too short-sighted or whatever. They don't, you know, or they think they're being careful enough. I mean,
unless it gets to the point where AI is so intelligent that, and then we can merge ourselves, a human brain into an AI brain in like a bionic body and we live forever.
Does that appeal to you?
No, but I'm just saying if the human race is to survive and say there's a giant asteroid, like Apophis, they say is going to hit in like 2030 or whatever.
Well, what?
Yeah, there's a fucking giant comet that there's a good chance it's on a collision course with Earth.
It's gonna hit us in.
They don't. What? They're not. It's not a for sure. It's just that it's the most dangerous comet that they know. It's called or asteroid. It's called.
So
Apophis.
Life could be over in 12 years.
Yes, it could be.
Holy fuck!
If you fucking believe some of the scientists are going crazy about it.
Better get starting your bucket
so
list.
So they're saying
what?
if our like knowledge and intelligence is to survive, we almost have to merge with like a bionic being. So like we're super intelligent, but we still experience human emotion. I don't know, but it's crazy.
Well, even thinking like you'd have to merge with artificial intelligence just to think about space travel alone, you know? Yeah, I mean, the rigors of like space travel, our bodies aren't built for that.
Not built for a biological.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the what happens to the health of astronauts when they come back from space, you know, muscle atrophy and things like that. Like it actually affects our brains, you know? So yeah. If you could put your human brain in a robot body, makes space travel a lot easier.
Awesome. We're going to get to some more questions on After Hours, but I think we're going to wrap this episode up. So I got a couple 5-star reviews on the old iTunes here. This one's from R. Michael from USA. Love these guys. 5 stars. Only way I can describe this podcast of awesomeness is that it just keeps getting better. Aside from Mr. Conspiracy occasionally popping in when he's not getting tongue punched in the fart box.
What? Oh, God.
Oh, man, Mr. Conspiracy.
It's good to know we're getting better. I always thought we were getting worse.
Yeah. I never thought anything. I just kept doing it.
Just keep going.
Not getting tongue punched in the fart box all over the world. Keep it up, guys. You guys are the best. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to give, there's more than I can read. Sorry guys, can't read them all. This one's from Tyler N, aka Time Master Flex from USA. Best podcast ever. I just finished listening to all the podcasts from the beginning and can't wait for more. Listening to these guys gets me through my day. They're all down to earth and genuine. Except Mr. Conspiracy. And I put that one in there. Had to.
That's funny.
I don't have anyone that likes to talk conspiracies with me, so it's nice to see that they make you feel included and you're just chatting with your buds. Best podcast on iTunes. Hope they continue for a long time. Hope to talk with them someday. Hey, man, just wait for open channels number 3. It's coming up real soon. We'll be setting up a Patreon soon for sure. And to get them some well-deserved beer. I love beer. I drank 3 Alexander Keiths on this podcast.
He's not lying.
Which is about, that's about normal. Just a few. No, not too.
I had a Stella Artois.
Oh, did you have it in a chalice? Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Of course you did.
Because that's the only way to drink it.
Yeah, and then you got a knife off the
phone. Yeah, you got a knife off the phone. Or yeah. You can't, like, that's what the commercial says. Or you can't drink one of those beers, of course. No. It's impossible. Nope. I never thought I would say I'm proud to consider myself a prolapser. P.S. Mr. Conspiracy doesn't seem that bad.
Oh, wow. There you go.
You know what? Mr. Conspiracy is actually a good guy. But on the podcast, he sucks. And that's just how it is. He's not going to listen to this. Doesn't matter what we say. Thank you very much. It was a great review. That's all I'm going to read tonight. There's more, but you know, can't read them all. I'm also going to quickly just read our newest Patreons. If you want to support the show and keep it ad-free forever, go to patreon.com, look for Alien Theorists. $1, $3, or $5 a month are the tiers. There's more tiers after that, but if, let's say if 5% of the people donated any of those dollars amounts, we could do it full-time, live stream, and everything. But until then, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. Newest patrons, Adam Jamie, Christian Castaneda, Kenneth D. Skilnick, and Jesse Mars. Those are our newest patrons. Thank you very much for supporting the show.
Welcome. Beauties.
All fucking legends all day long. Any other news, Andrew? Shaking his head.
He's got nothing. I got nothing.
He's got a roll. Dan, any news?
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Braden will be back in studio, hopefully on the next podcast, actually. Live in studio.
Fuck yeah.
Have lots of fun stories. Well, sure.
Actually, you know what? He did drive through Kelowna just recently.
What a fucking
dick.
And he didn't
fucking stop in for a podcast. He's like, he was going to stop in and get the recording mic. He was going to do some live squatching. He didn't even fucking message me. How did you find out he was in here?
Fucking my buddy at the gym told me.
Oh, he told you. Oh.
Guy that he fucking met through me.
He doesn't tell his best friends he's coming to town.
Doesn't tell us shit. And then my buddy who I introduced him to the gym, he fucking ran in. He goes, oh yeah, I saw Braden the other day. Oh, excuse me?
What do you mean you saw Braden?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he was here. He was here. He was driving through. I was here for 2 days.
Yeah, fucking fuck dick. That. Yeah, fucking dick.
That's all right. We'll remember that.
Yeah, I'm about to write a fucking review.
Yeah,
fucking dick.
Write my own negative review for a podcast here about Braden.
Negative review for our own podcast.
One star.
Fuck
one
that
star.
Braden.
One star.
Braden drives through town. He doesn't even stop in to say hello.
That guy's a fucking monster. He's worse than Hitler.
He is.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. That's it for Case File 71. Look it up. Our AI is
be afraid.
World.
Be very whether, afraid.
Whether you want it to or not, it's dun, happening.
Dun, dun, it's coming.
Just picture that fucking steel foot crushing skulls as it walks across the battlefield.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that.
Not that far away.
And there's cool lasers. That's like the coolest part of the movie.
Yeah.
Sweet lasers.
All right, guys. That's it for us. As we always say, keep those eyes on the skies. Peace.
We got all these great questions. We got all these awesome questions. I want to answer like every single one of them.
Let's go through. You stay on the Facebook. I'll stay on the Twitter, and we'll see how many we can get through.
I'll do Facebook. All right. Brandon Hecht. He says, "How advanced is AI that we just aren't being shown as the public? Does the government plan on creating a human AI hybrid?"
Well, that's, it's definitely more advanced than we know. That's for sure.
I am like 100% on board with being that they have things that we don't know about, that they are developing intelligence for specific reasons. That does the government plan on creating a human AI hybrid? I would assume yes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.